Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Coming up, to be or not to be, a tale of two hives. But first, this note on emerging science from Margaret Rosano.
There's been a lot of buzz in the news lately about bees. That's because U.S. bee populations, both honeybee and wild, have plummeted. Honeybee colonies have declined by almost half in the past 60 years. Scientists aren't sure exactly what's causing so-called colony collapse disorder, but a recent study by a research team at the University of Virginia suggests that air pollution may have something to do with it. Emissions from vehicles and industry contribute to the formation of air pollutants like ozone. The scent molecules produced by flowers, which help pollinators find them, are extremely volatile and bond easily with these pollutants. The UVA researchers created a mathematical model that shows how far scent molecules travel at different levels of pollution, from very low pre-industrial revolution levels to current levels found in areas downwind of large cities. The team found that air pollution destroys flowers' aroma by as much as 90%. Scent molecules that once traveled 3/4 of a mile may now migrate less than 1/4 of a mile. Because scent molecules cover only a short distance before they are chemically altered, it's much more difficult for pollinators to find them. Bees struggle to find food, and flowering plants suffer because they're not pollinated. It looks like bees may be yet another reason why we need to curb air pollution. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Margaret Rosano.